Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Turn it up! Let's go, everybody!
Do you hear that?
We're going streaking!
Do you hear that?
Everybody's doing it! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge! Let's go! Presented by Bet365, Never Ordinary, DNVR Nuggets Podcast. Hit that like button for us if you are joining us. Nuggets get the win, 117-96. Is that Munder on the menu, boys?
That's a wonderful day. Wonderful day.
Man, and they lit the Nuggets up in that first quarter. To think we were going to get a Munder tonight. Who would have thunk it? Jamal Murray, En Fuego, Aaron Gordon, plus 40? Jokic, triple-double. So many good things to talk about. To help me out with all of it, I got Brendan Vogt.
I'm going to steal this one from Dev. I believe it was Aristotle that first said...
Yeah.
We are so back.
We are so back.
We
he did say
so
that.
So back.
That was right.
He said that.
Yeah, me too.
It's a Renaissance thing, right?
Principia Mathematica. That's really from that one.
Yep.
Over here, Superstar Dev.
What a funky night. They almost went for that sweep. It ain't happening.
Not
big
today,
win by
buddy.
Denver. Huge second half by Denver. This is a big one.
You might even say all the Nuggets are good, although some people might argue some of the Nuggets were bad tonight. I can't believe I even got negative people in my mentions. Somebody very mad at Pickett for his garbage time performance tonight. I think, you know what? This life really is the bus meme. You guys notice this? You
I
know
really
the bus
is.
Meme? I'm telling you, all of life can be described by the bus meme. The one guy looking out in the cloudy side, the bad side, the one guy looking out there. Nuggets win by 30 tonight, you guys. It was awesome. Shall we fast breakdown?
Please.
The Kings start this game. Oh, I remember why the Nuggets were struggling early. The Kings were 7 of 10 from 3 in the first quarter. 7 of 10.
That's right.
They were pretty open, though. Denver was not playing great defense, and they did not have an intensity to them tonight. I wonder if there was a little bit of a letdown factor with De'Aaron Fox being a late scratch.
Maybe.
Maybe there was a little bit of that. Keegan Murray was on fire, and it was 35 to 28 Kings at the end of one. They had 35 points in the first quarter. They finished with 96. It tells you how the rest of this is going to go. Kings built a 15-point lead. The bench was not very good in that first stint. We actually had to see the Nuggets bring back the starters very early, all five starters very early in this game. But guess what happened when they did?
Oh, did they start winning?
There's something to Dev. Like, there's something to when you get to play more minutes as a singular unit, it just seems like everybody. This is why the Nuggets are better in the playoffs. They get to play together longer. And they found a rhythm, and it was like 8 minutes of the starters to end the half, and they just steamrolled them, man. It was unbelievable. Aaron Gordon was playing some bully ball. 65-55 Nuggets at the half. So they go down from down 7 to up 10 in just one quarter. My first note in the third quarter is Murray turned into an artist. He had some artful buckets in that third quarter, man. Jokic gets his triple-double.
What's Davion Mitchell's nickname again?
Off night.
Yeah, all right.
Woo, that was a tough one. That was a tough one for off night. Jokic triple-double ties the longest streak of his career. Four triple-doubles. He's never had five triple-doubles. Flacco better be in his ear.
Sombor double incoming.
Oh, crap. And then I didn't have any other notes because the Nuggets were up like 25. And then you think, okay, maybe it'll get close again. They just kept clowning and clowning and clowning and clowning. This was an incredible performance. There's so many places you could take this. But Red Hawk Roofing is calling. They want to know the big takeaway. Don't forget about our homies, Red Hawk Roofing. Dev?
My big takeaway is centered around the number four. Four straight triple-doubles for Nikola Jokic. Four straight 15-plus wins. Denver is looking like real team. Yeah, like they're looking like they're ready for the second half of the season to close out on a winning streak. This was supposed to be narrative week. They're just going down narrative week and checking off each team that they pass. Like, this is a very good run from them. And Jamal Murray looked like he was the best player on the floor tonight. That does not happen often.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
I love that you brought the stats, though. Who would have known we had our own statistician over here? I like it. Or numerology. I like this. You're right. Four straight blowout. It was, yeah, because it wasn't just the four straight triple-doubles. Four straight smackdowns. I love it. Big takeaway.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a breaking news here over the last week or a revelatory thought, but it ran through my mind tonight. The championship gear that we have associated with all the great cores, you know, teams change year to year, but the cores, right? Golden State's the obvious recent example.
Are you saying cores?
Cores.
Cores.
But some of the best teams, the best cores we associate with these runs, and I'm saying cores.
Are you hearing it like I'm hearing it?
Now you're throwing me off. Anyway, much like the Warriors before them, the Nuggets 100,000% have a championship gear right now. We have seen it in each of the last two games. Is Kale dying?
What's going on?
Are you all right? Plug in the speaker so Harrison can talk to you guys. All right, man. It sounds like explosions. Anyway, here's my big takeaway. Take five on this. The Nuggets have that championship gear that we've associated with all the great teams. And they... That feeling that I didn't have a month ago or 3 weeks ago about this team is fully back. I expected to feel it again, but I am feeling it again. And when you watch them just decide to play defense, it's over. That's what happened to me in this game, much like the Warriors one. They decided, all right, we're D'ing up now. And once they do that, chances are you're losing.
The defense was impressive. They definitely went to that gear. I think it's a good takeaway. You kind of hinted at the starting five. I want to get to that. But where else could I go with a big takeaway, other than one, Jamal Murray. Miller Lite's own Jamal Murray. Where else could I go? Tonight, he goes for 32 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Doesn't tell the story. 13 of 15 does. 13 of 15 tells the story, man. We talk all the time, I mean, and rightfully so, about how Murray is sub-all-star in the regular season every year, and this year, with the 1 year, we really got fooled into thinking it would happen. It's annoying. But it disguises how good this team is when he's not that guy. And right. He has it in him. And since the All-Star break, he has channeled that gear. And tonight was probably his best one. 13 of 15. Half of those were of the incredible variety. And he just he's on a short list of players. And this is a real skill, and it's important in the playoffs. A short list of players who, when they get hot, they're going to just keep going. Some guys get hot, and it's like, all right, anything can happen. Murray, when he took those heat checks tonight, Dev, zero doubt for me. That last three-pointer was a tough one. It was like, yeah, well, that's it. And the only reason he took it is he knew it was in.
Yeah, I mean, when he's on, he really is lights out. And it's the variety of buckets. He gives it to you in every single way. He's going to give you the pick and roll. He's going to give you the ISO. If he's bigger than you, he's giving you the back down. His footwork is incredible.
That double turnaround today?
Double turnaround. Oh. He gives it to you in either hand. Like, it's the way that he's serving you when he's hot. And this was a hot night from him. And it was also, like, ultra efficient. He got to wherever he wanted tonight on pretty good defenders. Like, he had a pretty good defender, but it didn't matter. Nobody could slow him down. Nobody could stop him, and he also, like, dished. So, like, this was, like, a pretty complete game from him where he got it going with the starters, with the bench unit, in every single way.
He was unbelievable, and I even think he kind of got robbed a bit tonight. So, you go through the plus minuses, you're going to see some monster numbers highlighted by Aaron Gordon's 40. And then Jamal down to 7 because he played with the bench. And a lot of the bench guys got trounced. You mentioned that bench stint that didn't go well. I thought he did a good job setting guys up, to be honest. Yeah. He did now.
Guys got to make some shots.
Now, maybe that approach is there's a hard ceiling on how much you're going to score. I actually thought he did a good job. Just guys didn't make shots. So this was I thought about the Davion Mitchell matchup. It's not defensive prowess, it's length.
Yep, you're right about this.
Those shorter, strong,
yeah. You
know, bold.
Drew Holiday is like the defenders. A version of that.
Yeah, Drew Holiday, Lou Dort maybe is kind of one. And Davion Mitchell is another example. These stocky defenders, nothing for Jamal. Like, he's a tough bucket maker in your on your head. It's the longer guys that's harder for him to get around. But that was not a bad matchup with Off-Night tonight.
This is true, though, Dev. Don't you think that there are, like, archetypes of defenders for you personally where you're like, he's a good defender, but that's the type of guy I always – that guy, that type of defender doesn't bother me?
Yeah, I think that Jamal really does look into it, too. Really, yeah. It's the guys that he's, like – he knows he's bigger than.
Yeah, yeah.
He really goes at them in different ways. But, yeah, he goes into the matchup knowing, okay, I have an advantage. I'm going to take advantage of this, especially right. In ISO. Like Jamal, he takes himself to another gear. And more often than not, it happens in the playoffs. That's when he's like, okay, I'm going to just eat this guy alive, or I'm going to hunt this mismatch to get that guy on me. So, I mean, he has just the ability to create those type of mismatches, and being a bigger guard, it just makes it easier for him.
This Jamal Murray is the one that makes the Nuggets title contenders. I know right now we feel in this like regular season wilderness where you don't know which one you're going to get on any given night, but that one, like if I told you get that one four times a series,
I'm like 16-4, man.
You're like, I mean, okay, yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. If you get that, if you guarantee me that Murray shows up four times in a series, the Nuggets are winning until he retires. He's unbelievable as a bucket getter. You're right about the bench stits, which, you know, they've just been the exact same all year, but it doesn't matter because that starting five with him playing at this level. And you know what I loved about it? In the third quarter in particular, Jokic stat pads efficiency. That's his stat padding. Tonight, when Murray had it cooking, Jokic was just like, hey, guys, look, the play is just throw it to Murray and let him do a thing. And I love that, man. I love that about it, that he just kind
of
knows.
Get out of the way.
I need to get this guy going, like, let this guy cook.
Yeah, exactly. It's why I can't imagine a better player of MVP caliber or a more fun player of MVP caliber to play with than Jokic. I mean, it's just the... Does he still lead the league in touches? I'm sure he does. But the usage is not outrageous because he's not just sitting there hanging onto the ball or dribbling or like he'll do whatever it takes. And on nights when other guys have the hot hand and the right play is to just let them cook, he understands that too. He does it with Jamal. He does it with Porter. He is malleable and generous in his greatness.
Yeah. And then the other guy that deserves the big shout out, Aaron Gordon tonight was a plus 40. You heard that right. A plus 40 in 24 minutes. He didn't even play that much. 24 minutes, he's a plus 40. 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Baby Joker out there. Not quite a triple-double, but right there. And then 7 of 8 shooting. And in that second quarter, I mean, the number one reason the Nuggets got back into this game, look, the whole starting five came out and was on a mission, but Aaron Gordon just looked like the biggest, but he went LeBron mode. He looked like the biggest, toughest, strongest dude and was bullying everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild how quiet his good games have been lately, where he just, when he's out there, good things are happening because he's making them happen. But it's not like they're just going to him every single time. It's not like they're running plays for him. He's just outworking everyone else. He went 7 of 8 from the field tonight. 7 of 8. Only shot that he missed, a three-pointer, of course. Like he's just getting to what he wants to get to, and he's also not settling. And I think that that's what the difference is. Running the break, getting some easy finishes, but also just a part of the offense and knowing exactly where he needs to be, where he's not getting many misses. He is making the defense have to, you know where he is, and if they don't, then he's going to make them pay. So another good game for him where he doesn't have to play a lot of minutes. He does not have to like lock down the other team's like best player or anything like that. He just has to contribute, and this was another game where he contributed.
Yeah, we've talked about it all last year, how he brings just a different element to this team than maybe any other player does. Maybe Peyton Watson now a little bit and in his future, but it's the physicality. It's the down your throat, there's no way you're as strong and as athletic as I am kind of stuff. That allows Denver to, for all the ways that they're good and all the skill involved in their starting five, they also just have this brute force option, right? And it's when AG taps into that, I was surprised at how pleasantly surprised at how much of a topic he was in pods this week as Denver's moved back up to like a top.
Dude, he's got to be loving that. I love that he is so popular.
Yeah, he's catching a lot of love right now, and as well he should. I mean, that trade changed things for Denver forever, and this was a great game, great example of just what he brings that arguably no one else on the roster does.
100%. I love that he's given this much love, and here's how I'm going to put AG. If you have a player that can guard him, meaning if you have a matchup, right, a big like a Zion or, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, like another big-bodied guy, he's gritty enough, he's tough enough, he finds a way to make an impact, and it's going to be a battle, but he's usually going to win that one. If you don't, this is what happens.
Right.
If you don't, he's just going to absolutely, it's like, all right, you are too small, you are too compromised, and now no matter what you do everywhere else, you're going to be compromised on AG. It was awesome to see. Plus 40 is wild. I wonder if that's the best plus minus of his career. I'll have to look it up during the break or something.
See if I can stat muse that one.
I don't know. Well, maybe you can. Well, you're going to have to do the ad read here in a second.
Oh, that's right.
Let's take our first break. Later in the show, we're going to have Harrison Wind live from Ball Arena. Upcoming next, we'll talk about Jokic's fourth straight triple-double, as well as I have a question to ask you guys. Is the starting five better than last year?
Oh.
We'll talk about that on the other side.
What do you call it when the Nuggets go on a 33-8 run? I've been searching. I've been racking my brain. I've come up with something. It's Miller time. The boys are so back in town. The fellas are so back. The feeling is back. And you can tap into that feeling with a cold, delicious Miller Lite. I love Miller Lite because I love drinking several beers without necessarily counting them calories. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm drinking smart with Miller Lite. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller. Tastes like Miller time to get Miller Lite delivered right to your door. Visit MillerLite.com/DNVR. As you know, you can find Miller Lite pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Please do celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. That means, if you want the second one, go ahead and get the second one. It's Miller time, baby. And Bet365. I love Bet365 because sometimes, fellas, sometimes I get an off night, right, from the Nuggets, and I'm not sure. I know there's a good basketball game on. I'm just not sure. We watch a lot of basketball. We talk a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
I want to be a well-rounded fella. And then I remember, why would I read a book when I can throw $5 on the underdog? And that's why I love Bet365.
That's right.
Where it's never ordinary. Every sport should be epic, and it can with Bet365. Right now, customers can choose between two offers. When they open an account at Bet365, use code DNVR365 at sign up. There's a bet and get offer. There's a first bet safety net offer. There's tons of sweet boosts. There's early payout offers. There's tons of ways to play, tons of ways to win with Bet365. You do have to be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we are back. Segment two. If you are tuning in on YouTube, throw us a like. If you're watching live, hop in the chat. If you're not watching live, leave us a comment. Let us know what you're thinking. Ask us a question. Maybe we'll answer it on the next show, which, by the way, is tomorrow. Nuggets back-to-back. Miami Heat tomorrow night. Nikola Jokic. Actually, first of all, Kale, I love the. Can you bring up the tweet from RG? I love this one. And I actually like the Kings. I'm not even trying to troll, but, you know, light the beam is their thing. RG came up with our own. Light the beam.
I love that.
Are you pro Lucifer?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think about it at all.
You don't think about Lucifer?
I have the same
you think
answer.
About Lucifer, don't you, Kale? I love
Lucifer. Are people anti-Lucifer? Is that a position?
Well, I mean, because it's kind of ugly. It's kind of like hideous, you know,
well,
like
sure,
evil looking.
But in
and
a
it did
metal
kill
way.
His creator.
Oh, yeah.
It is like a cursed
statue.
Metal.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, most places you go, you arrive at the airport. If people don't know, there's a very scary horse statue that's, like, at the Denver airport, which is, like, rumored to be an Illuminati, you know, underground alien tunnel or something. But so most people like the statue is, like, beautiful. Like, welcome to our gorgeous city of abundance. And Denver's is, like, demonic horse with red eyes. It's kind of funny. Jokic tonight, fourth straight triple-double. Arguably his worst game coming out of the All-Star break. Arguably 14 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Dev, you nailed that one, man. You said, what was it, 3 steals and blocks combined?
Yes.
Gave you a little patty and gave you an extra one. And that part is kind of big because when you were talking about the defense tonight, it's Jokic. It's Jokic's defense has been really impressive coming out of this break.
I even agree with this one. I even agree.
I even got Dev on board, man. Let's go.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that was, like, the biggest thing in this game is to, like, for people to see you really cannot go after him. And also, he's playing those passing lanes in ways that he hasn't before, where he's baiting you to making dumb passes, and he's just taking off with it the other way, or he's just using his hands to swipe and go. That, I mean, teams are going to have to think about how they're going to go after him. You're not going to be able to put him in the pick and roll. You're not going to be able to get those type of switches, and we haven't been seeing them as many times because of how good he's been defending. This was a bad game for him. He still got to his triple-double. He still was not, like, trying to score every single time. This was like a, hey, Jamal has it going tonight. We're going to feed Jamal tonight. I'm not going to overdo it. I'm not going to step in and take away from his night, but I'm still going to be me. So I love this game from Jokic, where they have a game tomorrow. He didn't press. He didn't have to keep, you know, going too hard. They don't have many more back-to-backs. So this was just like a, let's tune up. Let's get right. Let's get the win against a team that we've struggled against. But also, they're going to see that we are the better team. So I love this.
Yeah, ultimately, it was a good effort. At one point in the first half, I thought, okay, this wasn't exactly the FU mode I was hoping he would come out in. But then you realize he played so hard on D, 14 rebounds, leads all players on the floor by far, and 11 assists and 4 stocks. Like, that's a dirty work game, actually, from a guy that we associate with often more of the glamour stuff. Not that he doesn't do the dirty work, just that he's an MVP-caliber player. And tonight he really did a kind of like a third best player. Watch me fill in the gaps. You guys, Jamal's hot. You got it. I'm just going to take care of some of this other stuff. And to me, the rebounding was big. 14 rebounds, and Sabonis was working, man. There were a few of those that were heavily contested that he just refused to let Sabonis grab an offensive rebound. So great effort, inarguably his worst game since the break, but that's only because he's on a god-tier run.
Yeah, and also this was an awesome game. It wasn't like it. Yeah. He did exactly what was needed. Another, not just triple-double, but third-quarter triple-double. It is funny how many of Jokic's triple-doubles come in three quarters. He gets his work done early.
He does get his work done early. And also, it seems like he's going back after. Like, you know, he's, like, wanting to get them. It really has been just the assist that's been different. He's back to, like, making those type of passes, making that extra play. And then that becomes contagious where he gets it back. We haven't seen him have to just dominate every single time. This is more of like team effort type stuff. And when Jokic is dealing, they're winning by a lot of points right now. Four straight triple doubles, four straight blowouts. Like, it's going back to that they're winning every single time that he gets one. We haven't seen that in a while now. So I love that we are so back. Love that.
I don't want to interrupt here, Captain, but I do think there's a personal player shout-out we're lacking on.
Who's that?
KCP.
Well, I mean, we're working our way
around. Are we working our way there?
But you go for it.
No. Sorry, bro.
Next up, KCP. What do you think, Vote?
There you go. Well, first of all, great question. Good segue.
Thank you, man.
Obviously, the three steals were awesome. How hard he was working to create some of those turnovers were awesome. And we talked about the defensive switch they flipped. And, man, he is a big part of that. This guy is unbelievable. But it also feels like it's been a minute since KCP went 4 of 6 from deep.
Well, he hurt his hand, so we're going to have to wait a while.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Except tonight, he had it. And I almost feel like one thing I'd forgotten about this team is one layer of their offense is how good KCP is at shooting the three. And this year has been definitely a downturn from last year. And to see him go 4 of 6 was a nice reminder that, like, Porter's not the only shooter on this team. KCP can be a two-way player. And tonight, I just thought it was a vet showed up to work, did not mess around, and played professionally and played his ass off. And so salute.
11 threes from your starters. 5 of those from Murray, 4 from KCP, and then 2 from Mike. Yoke did not attempt one. AG attempted the one, did not make it. To me, it's like when you get KCP or MPJ hitting threes, Nuggets usually win big. If you get both of them, it's like over. Murray tonight and KCP had it going. It was over. And you're right, man. It has been a minute. Usually if I think there's a great shooter, like a 4 threes night, I'm thinking it's Mike.
Right.
Tonight it was KCP. And it was great to see. He was a plus 38 in his own right. And, you know, Mike, maybe we have some notes for Mike. But here's my thing. The starters last year were great. And then you get to the playoffs and they play all those minutes and they were even better. Statistically speaking, this year they're better. A full point per 100 possessions better. Last year they were 13.1 net rating. This year, 14.1 net rating. Last year, 125. offensive, or I'm sorry, last year 124 offensive rating. This year 125 offensive rating, 125.4 to be exact. So I have to ask, Dev, it's hard to say. I don't know if it feels like it or doesn't feel like it, but do you think the Nuggets starting five is better than what it was last season?
It's hard.
It's a good question.
They're starting five. I say yes, because they're better defensively. I think that that's what the
I think you might be right. That's
the difference.
I think
is.
That's right.
They're so good defensively and so much more locked in. And also, I just feel like with another year, they're more comfortable with each other. They know where everyone's going to be. And it feels healthy. Like, it feels like they're just continuously, like, getting better every single time. And in nights like this, when KCP is getting it going, there's nothing that you can do with them because, I mean, they're doing things defensively but offensively where Jokic was not even the star of the show. Jamal was. So you have to make other things happen. And then you try to take away things, and KCP steps up. You know you always have to have gravity with Michael Porter Jr. and what he brings. But when nights like other people are stepping up, it makes it tough for anybody to be able to slow them down. And I think that they've been having a lot more of those type of nights where it's – not only Jokic. So I think, yes, as of right now, because of how they play on both ends of the floor.
I love that answer. I was going to go to the defense, too. Maybe I don't know if they're better overall. They're definitely better defensively. And I think it's almost kind of ironic that maybe the biggest reason, besides Murray's missed games, that they're not as good offensively is that KCP and Mike have not been as lethal shooters.
Well, statistically better offensively this year.
Oh, is that true? Well, there you go.
Well, they're the same. It's the same.
It's about the same. It has felt maybe a little less dominant offensively because those two guys aren't hitting shots. However, they've both been much better defensively. Not that KCP needed to be, but he is anyway. And I actually think Mike's been pretty solid on that end this year. So I think Dev is right that it's funny, despite this Bruce Brown departure and everything people associate with him in the defense, I think this might be a better defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Dev's spot on.
Here's what I think it really just comes down to yoke for me. I think this is a yoke question because we've long believed and or been early adopters of the idea that yoke, when he really pushes himself, is a really good defender. Yoke's talked a lot this year. Well, not a lot. A fair amount this year about the improvements he's striving to make and the ways in which he feels he's getting better. Better at reading the court, better basketball IQ and instincts on the defensive end. I think you see that. Not necessarily in the average of Yoke's defense, but on nights like tonight and really in the last four games coming out of the All-Star break, Yoke's defense has been dialed in.
Great point.
And Yoke underplays this, man, and so it's so funny. He always says, I don't think I'm good, I don't think I'm bad, I think I'm an average defender. He's being humble. When he plays, when he locks in and plays hard on defense, he has stretches where he's like an impact defensive player. I think he's been an impact defensive player in all four games coming out of the All-Star break
yep.
to where his defense has been impressive, and that's actually where I think the difference is. I do think they're better. Some of this is just logical. I don't think guys get worse until they lose athleticism and other things. These guys have another year under their belt. They have better chemistry, and I think Jokic is a better defender than ever before. Everybody else probably about the same. Jokic's a better defender, I think, than ever before, and the last four games are the best evidence of it. Everybody agrees. That was a mic drop sort of moment here.
I just don't see how you keep on making me try to triple down on this.
I just want to see if you disagree, Dev. Push back. I know you want to argue.
I don't.
Michael Porter, 2 of 6 tonight, 5 of 11. Good game. Nothing solid from him. Or nothing bad from him. I still feel like he has threes. First play of the game, wide open three on the wing, man.
It's killing me.
Every game, I swear, starts with Mike Porter getting a wide open three-pointer. Every game.
It is killing me, man. I do think there was a rebound in Mike's performance tonight. In that first quarter, I thought he was kind of out to lunch defensively and on the glass. And I thought, you know, he was also a part of that turnaround in the second quarter. Like, I include him when I say this team has a defensive switch. He is also often the culprit when they're not playing defense in the first quarter, and he might be the worst of all of them. But when he locks in too, when all five of them lock in defensively, they kind of take off. And I thought Porter turned things around a little bit after a brutal first quarter. Three turnovers I don't love. But ultimately, if your worst starter is like 14 points, 5 rebounds on a night when everyone's plus 35 or up, it's okay, you know?
Yeah. And then, of course, the big news today, the Nuggets get to the 40 wins before the 20 losses. And it took four straight wins out of the playoffs. It feels like a sign. It feels like the sign we've been waiting for. Statement week still has four games to go, and they're going to be big. But I feel like we're off to just this incredible, incredible start, you know, with the Nuggets checking some boxes, including, Dev, some side quests. We have this statement week side quest scale. Do we have this ready to go? We've picked up two. One, a never-before stat line, 32-16-16-4.
I love this.
Remember, that had never been done before.
First since Yoke.
And then triple-double showdown. Two guys enter tonight with aspirations of keeping a streak alive for triple-doubles. One man comes out victorious. Jokic picks it up. Sabonis does not. And do you guys know, at the end of the game, down 30, they put Sabonis back in?
We noticed that.
Yeah, the basketball guys are always watching.
Do you know what the basketball gods did? Bonk his head, apparently. What happened on
that? He got sliced, like, on his face.
He got sliced? Really? Yeah, pretty
like,
bad?
Like a cut.
Like a Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, he got, like, cut across his face.
Well, hopefully he's okay and my joke doesn't, like, the basketball gods are going to spite me.
No, he was all jokes after the game. He all showed right. Yoke love and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, this was, like, a real thing. Like, there's been a lot of conversation about if Sabonis is an MVP candidate, if he is going to, you know, lead that MVP, that triple-double thing. And I think that went to heart for Yoke. He gets his in three quarters. He's like, I can get that if I want to. And he's back to going after it. But I love that they got to battle it out on the night. Like, I mean, it was all out there. Yeah. They had rest, and he just didn't get it. So I love that side quest.
What side quests are ahead? You got Miami coming up. Is there any side quests you could think of there?
I think it's
Chad's got to help us
Finals
out.
2.0. Like, Heat and six.
Is sweeping narrative week a side quest?
Oh, that would be an ultimate
one.
Wild.
I kind of feel like it's on the table. This is such a they've won four in a row thing to say.
Lakers side quest. Somebody was telling me, LeBron is X amount of points away from another milestone. I'll have to look this 40, up.
40,000,
I think. Is it 40,000? Yeah. He's like 60 points away. So there is a chance that game, they'll be like, it's tonight's the night, and it's not. That would be a great little one. You got Phoenix. You got Boston. I don't know. Give us your best side quest. Let's take a break. On the other side, we got to talk about the bench. But give us your potential side quest you could have your eye on in this upcoming game against the Heat.
Adam, can you do me a huge favor?
What do you need?
And Kale, can you do me a huge favor? Can you make that noise that you love making? There it is. Okay. The sponsors of our big takeaway and always, always friends and partners of the DNVR Nuggets program. It's Red Hawk Roofing, the best roofers in Denver. Quality materials, decades of experience, quick response time. They're Colorado's best estimators and contractors. Free, no obligation roof and property inspections. Free in-depth photo reports for all inspections. And my favorite part, they're huge Nuggets fans.
Cool dudes too, man. Cool dudes.
Huge DNVR Nuggets fans,
I'd go ahead and call them fellas.
They're fellas. They're friends of the show. Big Nuggets fans. So again, I always say, you know, make sure you go out there while they're working on your roof, risking their health, and distract them with questions about the bench and the backup five. They'll give you a free upgrade to hail impact resistance shingles. Come on, man. There is no reason not to hit up our friends at Red Hawk Roofing if you're looking for a new roof over your home or business. Be sure to tell them that it was DNVR that sent you. Premier Members Credit Union is one of many financial institutions out there, but they're ones that we want you to remember because they're not a bank, which means they get to do things differently, like putting you, the members, first with higher savings interest and lower loan rates. It's an organization that serves the community, the Colorado community. You know, we're down with that. With PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and the tools you need to save smarter, like their new high yield savings account, or earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with their reverse tier money market. When you become a new member at PMCU, you get $200. That's tight. You just have to open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more.
Cave of the Winds? You probably haven't because you didn't grow up here. Dev, did you ever go to Cave of the Winds?
No, that sounds like a made-up place.
Really? You guys never know the episode of South Park with Man Bear Pig? It comes from, I think he's like...
Oh, is that where he's...
Well, but it's a real place down in the Springs. Okay. Anyway, we have Harrison Wind from the arena. Wind, what's going on, bro? Have you ever been to Cave of the Winds?
No, is that in Casa Bonita?
That's not in Casa Bonita. Nobody's been to Cave of the Winds. You've been to Cave. I know me and Kel, of course, me and Kel have been to Cave of the Winds.
Kel just says, yeah, to every. I just know he's making this up now that I'm thinking about it.
Kel does say yes to Cave everything. Of the Winds. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I've been there. All right, Harrison, walk us through, man. Blowout.
Yeah, a blowout that didn't seem like it was coming when the first quarter was going on. But that's what happened. And, you know, Michael Malone said, look, the energy just changed. We started communicating more. We flipped the switch. And Jamal Murray was outstanding. Michael Malone said Jamal Murray imposed his will on the game today. And then the other thing Malone shouted out for the turnaround was Aaron Gordon. He said Aaron Gordon in the second quarter, his aggression, his attack mindset, playing through people, like going right through his man into the rim was a huge part of the second quarter run. So, I mean, I'd agree with him. Those were the two things that jumped out. The Nuggets started playing through Aaron Gordon, and Jamal Murray just caught fire.
Yeah, it is true. Go ahead.
No, go for it. Go for it.
It doesn't matter. Go for it, Harrison.
I was going to say that I believe the Nuggets are 6-0 when Jamal Murray scores 30-plus points. And Michael Malone was like, he did everything tonight. He did it in the post. He did it on his own, like in ISO. He played off his teammates. When Jamal was engaged the way he was tonight, he's a different player.
Yeah, it's true.
And then he spoke about KCP as well. He said, Michael Malone said, look, if you're going to win the West, you need depth. You need Nikola, Jamal, Michael, Aaron Gordon, of course. But, you know, we need everybody, and KCP is obviously a huge part of it. And then in terms of just watching the starting five hoop, because, I mean, the starters, like, their plus minuses were stupid tonight, mostly based on what happened after the first quarter. But Michael Malone said he just genuinely enjoys watching the starting five play basketball. To me, it's a beautiful brand of basketball. If I was a fan at home, I'd love to watch the Nuggets because they play the right way.
That Murray behind the back to Jokic, Jok turn lob to Gordon. That's like quintessential Nuggets basketball, starting five basketball, man. Just perfection.
Yeah. Michael Malone even called that their go-to play. And I was like, yeah, that's a good go-to play to have. You score every single time off it. And usually it's a dunk.
Yeah. Yep.
And then just a couple more notes here. Spoke to KCP, spoke to Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon for a little bit as well. This is going to be something to monitor, I think, with the team. Michael Malone has been very adamant that the Nuggets are not pushing for the number one seed. He's like, yeah, you know, if it happens, great, but we are going to prioritize rest and making sure all our main guys are good to go. You talk to the players, and they're like, we want the number one seed. KCP said tonight, it's crunch time. We want to be the number one seed. I think Jamal Murray said something about it as well. Aaron Gordon said, look, we know what time it is. It's like time to lock in. It feels like the players want the number one seed and Michael Malone is like, hold on. Let's make sure we're healthy. That's our top priority.
Seems true. All these things are true. I mean, it's been four games. They got 20-something more to go, you know, like – He's being real here.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's all I got from the pressers tonight.
How was the crowd tonight?
Crowd was good.
Kind of a blowout, you know?
Not like crazy. And, I mean, there weren't, like, a ton of crazy, like, highlight 10 out of 10 plays, I feel like. But, you know, solid crowd. Got put to sleep a little bit in the first quarter. But the Nuggets kind of woke them up again after that.
Are we getting this Jamal Murray for the rest of the year?
I think we'll get it when he's on at least one day of rest.
Okay, so maybe
and
not tomorrow.
That's good because the Nuggets only have one more back-to-back, I believe. And on tomorrow, Jamal Murray said he might not play.
That means he's not playing. He said that he might not play.
He said, like, it's up in the air.
I'll bet he's not playing then tomorrow. That's what that sounds like. But, all right. Well, Wynn, we look forward to what you write. We'll see it on thednvr.com tomorrow.
See you guys.
Let's talk quickly here about the bench, because it was the one thing about tonight that wasn't necessarily great. Zeke Nagy's out there for 13 minutes. 0 points, 2 rebounds. He did have a steal and 3 blocks. Zeke even had a block tonight where he stepped over a guy. He did the Dwayne Wade where he beelined. He didn't have to walk that way. He walked around so he could step over a guy. So he was feeling himself. Peyton Watson's been quiet for a while, guys. It's kind of a trend. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Christian Brown hit a 3. To all you people who watched the pregame show and bet along with me. And that was about it. Then he missed 5 other ones. But they were all major minuses in a game when you win by 30 points. Minus 13, minus 14, minus 18, minus 19.
It was Jamal in the bench tonight. There was not any other help. There was not any other, you know, it wasn't like one of those hodgepodge lineups where you try multiple starters. And I didn't think it was hopeless or helpless. I think they missed some open shots. But I just don't think. I mean, the bench could have the best game of the season tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I would still caution against optimism for consistency. You know, this is just, I'm just buckled up for some of these games.
If I were to zero in on one guy, Dev, it'd be Peyton Watson. He's the guy that he's been in he's been in a rut.
I mean, he has his moments because he just had a pretty good game. But, yeah, you just want him to take over in these type of games. And it's not, like, in the scoring or anything, but, like, just to make some impactful plays. He's a young guy, but this is not his first year. So, like, you want him to have some comfort, especially with Christian Brown, Reggie Jackson alongside him, where you just want him to have those, like, popping plays, especially against a backup unit like the Kings, where you can make that mark. If they played well tonight, this was already a blowout. This would have been an ass beating, like, in every single way. So you just want you to put your second, you know, group in and just keep your foot on their necks. So they have to get back to that, because that's going to be a big part of this final stretch. Is can the bench find their footing? Can they get back to taking over in games and being relied on? Right now, I feel like they have their moments that they're relied on, but against these good teams, you're not seeing it the exact same way, these playoff-type teams. You'll blow out Portland. You'll blow out, you know, the Pistons. We want to see it against these good teams. So I'm ready to see Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, Zeke Nagy against a good team, you know.
On the bright side, you were able to play a full 10 guys tonight and keep the starters relatively low minutes. Just because the lead was so big. I mean, the bench got whacked, but the lead was still so big. You're able to play 10 guys, not play your starters a ton, and win big on the first night of a back-to-back. Now, maybe if you need it tomorrow, you could try shortening that rotation for a big win if you decide it is one or whatever. But, yeah, they weren't good. I mean, look, I don't mean to be dismissive of what's a valid talking point after the game, but if it's just one starter and it's not Jokic, like, they're prone to this, and they always will be.
I would really love to see Peyton get going here. You know, there's a long runway for this. It's not like a concern level, but it's just, I would like to see a little traction there in these coming games.
I will say, I'll count this in a weird way for Zeke as like a continuation of the momentum.
I would agree. This isn't a halt.
It's not a halt. The 3 blocks, I thought were kind of inspiring, man. There was like a ferocity to it, and he talked a little trash. And if I'm the Nuggets, I'm printing out screenshots of Najee dunking, blocking, and signing his contract, and I'm plastering the facility everywhere he looks.
That one play was impressive by him. The block, save it, and then get out and run after. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, those are the type of plays that you want him to continue to make.
Hunter Tyson, by the way, just as a note here, Hunter Tyson did get in garbage time tonight and made a 3, which was nice because we haven't seen him do that. And he also, you know what else he... Remember Hunter Tyson, the Monroe Menace? The thing about him was that his motor was crazy. We haven't really seen him play very much at all this year. But tonight he got a steal that was one of those plays where it was like he gave an extra 10% effort and ended up coming up with a steal. And I just like to see it. I mean, it's not a big note, but better than nothing in garbage time.
Just seeing him actually on the court was like big for me. I was like, who the hell is that? You know, like, because I seen Huff. I'm like, who is that? And a lot has been made about, like, the Jalen Pickett, Colin Gillespie, you know, those type of players who
are playing.
Yeah, they're playing. But you also forget that Hunter Tyson is on contract.
Right.
So, like,
right.
you want him to have these type of minutes, and you want his name to be there. You want him to learn on the fly. And in a blowout, there's no other, you know, time. So I was excited to see him on the court and get some minutes.
Yeah. Likewise. All right, let's take our final break. And on the other side, we'll get to your super chats.
The Nuggets aren't struggling right now. A lot of us are struggling to keep up with everyday bills. Things are really expensive. Homeowners know this. The good news is you have a way out of a credit card spiral if that's where you find yourself. If you own a home, I want you to call our friends at American Financing. Please tell them we sent you. And here's why. We're trying to save you some money. Mortgage rates are now in the fives, lower than they've been in a long time. And last year, interest rates were much higher than they are today. Our friends at American Financing are saving their customers an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out high interest credit card and debt. $854 a month is like a $10,000 raise over the course of a year. This is money that you could be saving, money that you might be saving if you call American Financing. In fact, if you call American Financing today, you might be able to delay two mortgage payments. So call them, tell them DMVR sent you at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five start at 6.799% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 303-675-7000 for details about credit costs and terms. One fun thing about working at DNVR is we work above a sports bar. And when you go downstairs to that sports bar, you're going to find lots of cool events going on. Lots of reasons to hang out and kick it.
True.
Here on Colfax. Like tomorrow, there is an Avs watch party with Avalanche alumni. They'll be holding a silent auction with items such as a Foot, Sakic, and McKinnon signed stick, McCarr jersey, and more. Confirmed guests include Kyle Quincy, John Mitchell, Darwin McCutcheon, Michael Goulet.
The Hall of Famer.
And more.
You know your hockey.
Did I get those names right? We will have multiple giveaways throughout the night. Nuggets, we've got a watch party on March 2nd with a raffle full of DNVR swag, $4 Outlaws,
hey,
and Miller Lights.
Hey, it's DNVR bar season, by the way, man. The DNVR bar's been popping.
So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled for these reads, but also
get your booty out here.
Your ears open, rather. Follow us on social at DNVR_sports or go to thednvr.com/events. Have a full view of our events calendar.
I will say that, man, I want to give a shout out to our DNVR bar staff. We really do have incredible staff.
I love this.
We have great cooks, great bartenders. Like, they're all incredible people. They're a vibe. You know, we've been through so many different people. We've been here for, 4 years now. You know, people kind of come and go. I love our staff right now. Literally everybody on staff. Incredible.
Well, I agree.
Shout them out.
I agree, man.
Super chat scale? How many we got? All right.
Cedric Exquisite, 4 in a row, fellas. Beat the Heat. Fast lane, no stop. I won my bets, Dev. Vote, grow back the stash. Adam, you talk too much, but that's why.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. And I'm glad you won your bets. You probably follow me tonight.
Adam, I just want you to know that he made me say that. I think you're great. Dylan McLeod, I have to go to bed now. I'll watch this in the morning, but just wanted to hop in and say every nugget is good. The reigning champs are back, baby.
Dylan.
It's a good night for the all the nuggets are good.
That felt good.
Bubbles, buzzer, beater. $10 says there's a Jordan McRae reference. Here we go. Holiday playing without a headband didn't look right. It felt like seeing Jordan McRae in a Nuggets uniform. If anger was a pie, I'm the whole bakery. I love this person. Jeremy J-Rock Michael, the big text read in a Jokic voice. I said I didn't want to triple-double. I fucking want to triple-double. Big text, new nickname, Booth Boys.
Big text.
Fourth. Hashtag Booth Boys. Big Honey, unforgiving, the lightning is coming. What did he mean by that? God, I love Jokic. CJ Jones, 5 mukbangs and a munder. Sounds like a sick grunge band. Remember when people online were saying Sabonis was better at triple-doubles? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Nobody was saying this. There's somebody online saying everything. Online's a big place. Nobody was saying that, though.
There's that. There is one guy who firmly believes the gap's not as big as everyone else. I like that guy. Sure. No, it's fun. It's
good. A liar.
Fun, funny daddy project. Yeah. Funny daddy project. Get the laughs out now. But my guy's for real right now. The league is scared of the Nuggets right now. Coaches, players, and they should be.
Well, that was a real. That was a journey.
Started unhinged, and then it.
That was a journey. Great super chat.
Get your laughs out now.
Get them out now. I'm not laughing.
Yeah. I think you're cool. I think Stefan Diamecki. Adam, awesome job on the low post.
Appreciate you, by the way. You're great, man.
Really enjoyed hearing you guys deep dive into the Nuggets and West Coast matchups. Love having a team like DNVR providing top-notch and frequent analysis on my favorite team.
Thank you, Stefan.
Much love. That was a nice one.
That's a mutual love, Stefan.
I like that asshole earlier.
Zane Bochia. Sabonis stat padden against Jokic?
He wanted it so bad. You could just see on every single miss how bad he wanted it. Couldn't get it.
5-5-5-5-5-ish. 4-0 in the post-Jokic text era.
We're referring to it as that now.
Every starter is good. We in the 40-20 club. That's right. We're in the 40-20 club, fellas. Congrats, the season's not lost. More from 5-5-5-ish. AG was a man playing amongst boys. Joker card plus blue arrow. Murray Flurry is that one.
That is a Flurry.
Plus Curious well Mike done. Plus Silver Surfer plus the Pope.
Is that the Pope?
I think so. Equals back-to-back.
Soon. I like it. I am feeling it, man. My championship confidence is starting to rise.
Oh, I'm feeling it, dude. I am feeling it. Maddox, Sabonis stat pads, his dub streak down 25. Shame. Jay Rich. Just saw a sick Jokic Centaur tarot card shirt on Etsy. If you're asking me to, yes, buy it. Are you looking for a nudge in the right direction? Yes, you should get it. Nick Bevilacqua, I just want to say I love DNVR and I love this crew. All the Nuggets are good. # mukbangs and munders, baby.
Mukbangs and munders.
It's the album we're working on.
M-A-M.
We appreciate everyone that makes an effort not to be a complete and total asshole. But I really appreciate it. Hit that outro music, Kale, so we can go home. Another win with the fellas. Another winner's lounge.
Good stuff,
we should do
boys.
This again sometime soon.
Maybe
you
want to
do it tomorrow?
I'm free.
Pretty soon tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right.
Might as well do it. My guy, Bam Adebayo, in town. Take on Yoke. But you know what? He said he was the third best center in the NBA. There's one he knows he ain't.
He's going to prove it.
He's going to prove that he is the third best center tomorrow. Hit that like button on the way out. We'll see you.
We all silly like the mayor.